Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Go Carver and Lisi with you,
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159, rocking with you on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We've got a lot to do tonight. Of course, as always on Fridays, we have our Carver and Lisi college football picks in hour number one. We've got the NFL picks in hour number two. Plenty to do. Big night ahead. There's a few things going on live as well. If anyone's interested, I know BC is playing Syracuse tonight. Can't play that in New York. I know Joe's probably in on the Fighting Bluets as they make their way to the Dome. Mike Carver along with the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. What's up, buddy? Another night? Back in surround sound, as they say. I'm back in surround sound.
Back in the mix.
This is it. So, excited.
Good, Joe. It's good to have you back. Not on assignment anymore. Good to have you back in the mix here as we get going. And we have a lot to do, of course. Before we dive into all the college football, here, of course, they're up at Syracuse tonight. I guess you're not, you can't call it the Carrier Dome anymore, right, Joe? I got some other dopey name for the place now.
I don't know. JMA Dome? JMA Dome?
Whatever. Get serious with the JMA Dome. Right now, give me a moment, Joe. 3-0 Boston College. About 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Syracuse has the football at their own 25. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for Elko. Jeez, for Elko. Coast to coast.
Oh,
Carver and Lisi with you. Now, to be fair, Joe, that's probably the first time I've done that.
No, you. I know. Yeah.
That's probably the first time I've done that. And the
muscle
weird part
recognition.
Is that it's not Tuesday or Wednesday where I do it all day long. It's on a Friday where I didn't say it once today, so that's pretty bizarre. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe, so Boston College up 3-0 on Syracuse. Syracuse has the football right now. There is another game that's about to kick out in Laramie. You got Colorado State and Wyoming. Wyoming minus the 5.5. We touched on it last night. We both like the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm on Wyoming as well. It's a balmy 47 in Laramie right now. Winds coming out from 12 miles an hour. It looks great on the screen, too. I like this look. I like the way it looks. Maybe we're poised for an over. What do we have it right before kick? Let's take the over. I'm going to jump on the over right now.
You want to take the over, huh?
I do. I want
to
take the over.
Go after
43
right
hook.
Now. Is it 43.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind the over, Joe.
This Boston College game is like watching paint dry tonight.
Yeah, honestly, Joe, I'm not going to lie to you. I turned it off already.
I got the quad.
Obviously, in New York, I can't play it. So, you know, I got no interest.
I got the quad on.
If I could have played it, I would have been with BC. But I do have the Knicks and the Bucks on. In Milwaukee, of course, Knicks are out to a 22-18 lead.
You
want to
take something in the NBA?
I got a few things going on, actually. Knicks up 2 now as the Bucks get another bucket, so they're live -3.5. How about the Pacers? They're whacking the Cavs, Joe. This Pacer team again, 67 points. It's not even halftime yet.
Yeah, they're an over team. They're just over. No, I'm not touching the Cavs. No. I was thinking about jumping in with Zach LaVine on these Bulls tonight, and I know we have the other side.
I'm on the Nets.
Well, we have the Nets. We said it last night.
We took them for the whole thing, and I'm on them tonight. I got some Ben Simmons stuff that I'm involved with as well. Mikal Bridges. I played a couple props in the net game, to be quite honest with you.
I'm in on the over of Wyoming.
Ben Simmons double-double. I got Mikal Bridges over 2.5 threes. So right. I have a few
I jumped in
there.
43 right, in a got? Hook. 43
oh,
in a
Wyoming.
Hook.
Wyoming, yeah. You jumped in?
Yeah, I just, I mean.
Nothing
I mean,
wrong
you
that.
Want to talk about dead under, like this game, and look at this. 4th-and-1, he's going for it, and they moved.
Yeah, it's a dead under.
You gotta have the quad up. Gotta have the
so,
quad box.
So, Joe, we're gonna get into the college football in this hour, NFL in hour number 2, and we'll make our picks, of course, towards the end of the hour. I think that the only way to start Friday night college football show is clearly with the biggest game of the weekend, and I guess that's got to be with all the news that's surrounding this game. I mean, it's got to be Michigan-Purdue, right, Joe? I mean, that's the biggest game.
Chopped!
Connor
Stallions!
They got him out. Chopped!
Yeah, because that's going to stop, right?
Because he wouldn't cooperate is why they chopped him. He wouldn't cooperate with any of the investigations. So they chopped him.
Wow. That's a Michigan man, isn't it?
I'm not going to, and we're obviously joking around a little bit here. Joking. We know LSU Alabama is the biggest game on the card. I'm not going to lie, Joe. I've completely lost all steam and interest in that story because I feel like every hour there's another wrinkle and I can't keep up with it anymore. Like, I thought I saw people tweet me today that somehow Ohio State's involved in this now.
Well, like, Ohio State
tipped
off.
I can't. There's too many layers to this story for me. I'm sorry. I just can't follow it.
Well, I think that what we're saying is that Ohio State tipped off the Big Ten and tipped off everybody that they were cheating. Here's right. my big thing, and I have some friends in the industry and college coaches and high school and the ones that as soon as we talk about it throughout the air I get calls what bothers me so I get it and right. They're right in the sense of if you knew this was going on a year and a half why did you wait right. And why didn't you change your calls or why didn't you huddle? Why didn't you just do it? Like if it was that big of a problem, why did you run the same play and not put in dummy calls? And they all run dummy calls. That's why they have the billboards up, right? With the duck and Lee Corso's face because they're fugazi calls. So they know that people are stealing their signs to begin with. That's why they do that.
Right.
So the point is, if you don't want to have somebody steal your sign, all you have to do is huddle.
Well, listen, all these guys have said this, and it's so true. Just put the headsets in.
But my point is, if you're Ryan Day and you're getting paid $9 million a year, and you know Michigan has your signs, you're going to run the same calls? Are you an idiot?
It's Ohio against everybody.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll start getting into Alabama and LSU when we come back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, let's start getting into it. College football week 10 in college football, Joe. Some real heavyweight matchups here this week. And, of course, we have to start with the biggest of them all, which is LSU visiting Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. Brian Kelly and Nick Saban last year. Of course, Brian Kelly getting him in Baton Rouge, going for the deuce, 32-31, taking down Alabama. And now this year, Joe, LSU's already lost a couple of games. Alabama has a loss as well to Texas. And Alabama's been trending in the up direction. There's no question about it. They've played a lot better since that Texas game. Not as explosive as years past. And LSU coming in with a very explosive offense and really a poor defense. And this is now ticked to 3.5, Joe, with 61.5 as the total.
Yeah, again, I mean, there's two ways to look at this. You know, do you believe in Alabama in regards to their offense led by Jalen Milroe? And do you believe in Nick Saban to be the more complete team playing at home, only losing two games since 2017? Or do you believe that LSU potentially has their number and has the best offense in all of college football? And again, I've heard this a lot in regards to, you know, the LSU defense. And yes, they were shredded by Missouri. They were shredded by Ole Miss. But they have gotten better. And especially in terms of run support, when they played Army last week, or 2 weeks ago, you know, to face a triple option attack.
Come on.
I'm just saying. Listen.
Give me Army. All
right. Here's what I'll give you. They gave up 317 to Ole Miss. They've given up 116, 139, and 151. That's what they've given up. And outside the 317, they haven't allowed a 200-yard rushing team all season long. So, I mean, you tell me. Again, it comes down to, do you believe Jalen Milroe could duplicate the type of productivity that Jaden Daniels potentially can do with Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas?
I don't think he necessarily has to do that, because I know that you think that Jaden Daniels is going to throw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns in this game.
I do.
But I don't. I think the Alabama defense isn't going to let that happen. So I don't think
the Alabama defense hasn't been that good. Texas threw for 300 on him. Texas.
Okay, so I'll do the same thing.
So wait.
Let me do the same thing that you just did. I'll do the same thing you just did. Well, since the Texas game, why don't we go look? Since the Texas game, they held Tennessee to 20. They held this team to 20. They held
Wait a second. Not the points. They allowed 271 to Joe Milton through the air. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about, forget the points. We're talking about productivity. They allowed 300 plus to Texas, 271 to Tennessee, that was only averaging 220 yards per game. The secondary has not been elite. Call it what it is.
Joe, they've been game since the Texas game.
But who have they played? Tell me who they played.
I thought Ole Miss has this great offense. Miss ripped this team that you're bringing in here tomorrow night for 600 yards.
What about KJ Jefferson? Jefferson gave him a game. KJ Jefferson pushed them to the limit.
Okay.
And they haven't won an SEC points. Game. And they haven't won an SEC game.
You know, when you don't
Arkansas
is
0-5 in the SEC.
Win. When you don't let the other team score, you win.
Okay.
Okay?
So here's what I'm telling you.
Whatever you want to do with the yards,
here's
what
I'm telling you.
They don't let the other team score.
LSU has the best skilled talent on the field offensively, and if it comes down to points, I'm taking LSU. I think Brian Kelly, at this point in his career, is a better head coach than Nick Saban. And that's it. Outright, LSU.
Yeah, that's I can't go that far. I just can't go that far. You're drinking too much Kool-Aid. Too much purple and gold Kool-Aid with that. He's a better coach than Nick Saban at this
point
in his career?
Right now, yes.
I can't do that right now,
Why not?
I can't do it.
No, it's right now.
Why, because he beat him once last year with the two-point conversion?
Doesn't matter.
He beat him last year once, so that's it. He's better than him now.
That's it. He's better. What have you done for me lately? Body
of work. What have you done for me? The guy's got 8 national championships,
Seven.
Bro.
He's got
whatever
7.
Whatever it is, 7. I apologize.
And let me ask you this.
Too many. He's got 7 national championships.
Hang on. Let me ask you this. If he misses out on the college football playoff in back-to-back years, okay, is he regressing? Is he regressing? Answer me. Yes or no?
Is he regressing? He made it 7 years in a row.
No. He hasn't done it. He didn't do it last year. He didn't make the college football playoff last year.
What about all the years before that?
Forget, we're not talking about that. We're talking about last year and this year. The last 2 years, has Nick Saban coached his team up? That's all I'm asking you.
I think he's working with a lot less this year.
Oh, well, that's on him. That's not on anybody else.
That's not on
Who
him.
Who gets
they're
the
still,
recruits in there?
He's working
Who
with
gets
a lot less.
Stallions?
They're working with a lot less, and they're still 7-1. You're acting like they're a 4-4 football team.
No, but I'm. All right, we'll see. We'll see. Outright.
We are going to see. We are going to see.
Outright.
It's a 3.5
outright.
Point spread. Outright. It's
outright.
Not 17.
There you go. It was 7 so, I mean, points in the offseason. It was 7.5 in the offseason. It was 5.5 2 weeks ago. It was 5.5 2 weeks ago. 5.5 2 weeks ago. Outright.
That's because we got all the do-do-do-do-do-do guys like you running around thinking that they're going to win
like
this game.
Me. Well, Joe Poe is on the other side. Joe Poe, Nick Saban. This isn't 2015. This is 2023, and his defense hasn't been as dominant, and his offense doesn't have the skilled players that even he had last year with Bryce Young. And if you're comparing Jalen Milroe to Bryce Young in terms of quarterbacking, you're sadly mistaken, because Bryce Young, okay, extended plays with his pocket presence. Bryce Young always kept his eyes down the field. They have allowed over 30 sacks as an offensive unit from an offensive line perspective. Tell me and go back to Alabama's offensive line and tell me the last time the offensive line allowed over 20.
So you think that Nick Saban, who's potentially one of the 5 greatest coaches.
Modern day Nick Saban is the best coach because of the body of work. So the last 2 years, the best head coach in college football has been Kirby Smart.
Do you think that the best modern day coach in college football, which is Nick Saban, you said it's 7 national championships.
Yeah.
You think that he's going to allow Daniels?
But wait a second.
Stop. I'm talking game plan here, Joe. You think that he's going to allow Jaden Daniels to do the same things he did last year in that game? You don't think you don't think he's smart and he's gonna take things away that Daniels did last year in the game?
But I think they're gonna have new wrinkles too. And that would you really expect Brian Kelly to come in here and just do status quo?
Actually, you know what, Brian
Kelly's
only won.
He's got a 700 winning percentage on the road dating back to 2017, Kelly.
And he's only got one big win against a big time team.
But you know what?
Against his team last year.
Well, guess what? Maybe he's got his number. Nobody could buy into that because everybody's afraid to go against Saban. I'm not. Outright, I think they're the better team. That's it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You can rip me on Monday. The problem with people are, it's Saban. We bow down to him and we don't want to look at the actual facts. The facts are the defense over the last 2-3 years has not been as dominant as he was when he won the back-to-back national championships. He hasn't gotten the same talent in terms of the offensive perspective. They're averaging 1.8 yards per rush less than they were last year. They've allowed 30 sacks plus this year compared to last year. I mean, come on. Nobody wants to look at the facts.
Okay, but what has the LSU defense done?
It comes down to, let me ask you this.
You hype this guy Perkins up a year. He's done
nothing this year. No, because I tell you what, I don't think LSU is going to go into a lower scoring game. They're going to go to outscore them. Do you believe Alabama, do you think they could go toe-to-toe?
I think Alabama wins the game by 7 or
more. There you go, outright. Outright, LSU.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here on the grid, getting ready for college football Saturday. We'll have some picks, of course, next segment here on Carver and Lisi, the Week 10 selections. Okay, Joe, clearly we know who we're on that game, although it'll be revisited, I'm sure, in about 15, 20 minutes with the picks. Next, let me get a few more of these big ones in. Washington, undefeated, number 5 in the college football playoff rankings, goes to the Coliseum in L.A. to face USC. USC... obviously, he's had some stumbles here recently. Lost to Notre Dame, lost to Utah. Washington, since the Oregon game, has been very spotty. Didn't cover against Arizona State. Didn't cover against Stanford. Really needed a lot of help in the Arizona State game. I don't think they were ever losing the Stanford game, but it just looked bad giving up 30 points to an awful team like that. This is now dipped below 3. So -2.5 for the Huskies, road favorites, and Joe, an absolutely enormous total of 76.5 for this game.
I like the over. I think we're going to get the over somehow, some way. I think both quarterbacks elite. But again, here's the problem. I think Washington, again, is the more complete team. I know everybody likes USC. I understand why, and I understand that Caleb might eat in this ball game. But just go back to the last big games that we just discussed. ASU, 27.5, 26.5 with Stanford, 18.5 with Arizona, 3.5 with Oregon. Washington didn't cover. Now you're giving me basically 3 touchdowns discount off of that against a team that has lost 2 games, has nothing to play for, even though the Pac-12 championship is there. If they didn't care about the college football playoff, you think they care about the Pac-12 championship? I'm taking Washington. I think Penix is will find a way to outdo Caleb, and I believe more in DeBoer than I do Lincoln Riley. I'm laying it.
I keep going back to how poorly Washington's played the last few weeks, and I feel like it's going to catch up to him. And I don't like USC's defense as much as the next guy. I don't like USC's defense either. We know that they're pathetic. I mean, you just keep dragging this guy Grinch along. He stinks. But I feel like this is the type of game that if Washington gets sloppy like they've been, USC is good enough offensively where they're going to make them pay from that aspect. And I still feel like we're going to get at least one more or two more big-time Caleb Williams performances this year. He's been bad in these big games. The Notre Dame game, he was awful. Wasn't great in Utah. It's hard for me to say that. He did give him the lead late, and his defense let him down. But I don't know, Joe. I think that Washington's going to get picked off here. I really do. And I know that there's a lot of I know there's a lot of people out there agreeing with me. Now, public is Washington. 65% money, 79% bets. But I liked it better at 3, Joe. I'm not as big a fan at 2.5, to be honest with you. And I agree with you on the over. I think both teams can get in the 30s plus, and obviously you need that to get over, but 48-38 if Washington. Maybe, I mean, I think we're going to get some big-time points in this game. Maybe, do you think both teams over 40, Joe? You think both get over 40?
I mean...
Or do you think you think Washington's going to whack them and score 45?
I think it's going to look plus. If Washington gets into the rhythm that I think Washington puts up like 45 and USC 31.
I mean, that's, you know, right on the number. I mean,
but I think that's where, I mean,
you're going to need a little bit more than that. I feel comfortable. That's sweating it with the score.
It wouldn't shock me if they get into the 50s. I mean, I mean, they're averaging almost 500 passing yards per game.
Yeah.
I mean, what,
I think we both like the over. Sounds like we're both.
I mean, what was it in Colorado? 87? What was it? 46-41 that game?
Something to that effect. If you give me a moment, I'll find that.
Maybe
out
it
for
looks
you.
Like that, and they win by. I mean, I just think the total 70. I still like the over. I know I said 40 for right.
I mean,
the
USC Colorado game was 48-41. That had 89 points in.
That 89. I could see. I see Washington like 52. 52-35.
I mean, if it's 52, if you get that, then you're sailing over. So I lean to the over as well. But I mean, this is the opposite of what we talk about with these low unders, right? When we see these Iowa 31.5s, we see these 34.5s in the Big Ten. Like, when they make them that low, they're going under. And I feel like, Joe, when you get games over 70, like, they're going over. Like, the numbers are up there for a reason. A higher percentage of the time, they're going to go over that number. So I'm pretty comfortable with it, going after it. So that's what we'll do, Joe. We'll go after it for that.
We'll go that. You don't have to put that in now. Maybe we'll put it in like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, something like that. We got a lot to do before then. The final Bedlam game, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. At least for the time being, as Gundy has said numerous times this week and in the past, they're never going to play in the regular season again, according to Mike Gundy. Maybe in a bowl game, he was saying earlier this week. This is now trickled down, Joe, to 5.5 as we sit here on Friday night. I mean, I'm still seeing, you know, it's about split with the money. The bet's 65% Oklahoma. The total 61.5. I think it's an over, Joe. But let's talk about what really matters. I think that Oklahoma State cares a lot more about this game than Oklahoma from a rivalry perspective. I don't think that Brett Venables is going to sit there tomorrow and, you know, pound the pavement that we have to beat Oklahoma State one more time before we go out to the SEC and greener pastures. I think that Gundy cares more about it, getting them win there, and because Oklahoma State is always little brother to Oklahoma, and they always come up short in a big spot to beat them, and I think he's going to get them going out the door. I just feel like it, and also because of how they have played the last 3 or 4 games. You know, you ramp up the last month. Really, let's go 2 weeks, because Oklahoma beat Texas, so it's hard for me to say the last month. But since that game, they have not played well against UCF and then lost to Kansas, and Oklahoma State has ramped up a run game that is really effective, and I think it gives them a great shot here, Joe.
Ollie Gordon's one of the best backs in the country, and you mentioned it. R.J. Harvey and UCF, I think they rushed for $150 on Oklahoma, and last week they gave up a ton of yards to Jason Bean and Devin Neal in that rushing attack. So that's where I think that Oklahoma State with the rushing attack could get it done, and their defense has been opportunistic. They've stepped up. They're on a heater right now. I mean, they're not just thinking Oklahoma. They potentially can make a run towards the Big 12. They got Houston, BYU, and UCF in conference left. They win this game, their next three are definitely winnable. They're going to be there.
Yeah,
their only loss is to Iowa State.
Right. No, this is a massive game for them. For being involved potentially at the end, which I know you got a very sizable ticket for. I'm taking him outright, Joe. I am. Obviously, when we're going to do the picks, I'm pretty sure I've got a feeling we're both going to have this here with Oklahoma State, fast and loose. But I think they're going to win the game. I really do. I'm backing them, Joe, for my squad.
I'm with you. I'm with you in terms of backing them.
You don't like that I'm on him. You don't like that I'm running around with the
No. Listen, and we disagree. The debate, let me just say something. The debate is part of why I love talking ball with you. Just because we disagree doesn't mean anything. And that's what makes the show fun.
We're not disagreeing.
No, well, we disagreed about LSU and Alabama. That's okay. We're family. I know. I'm just saying. Matias was getting nervous. He was like, guys are hot. It's all right. We disagree. I think we're on. Here's the thing. You think outright. I just hope we start fast.
Well, I'm gonna back myself up with the points, too. I mean, believe me, I'm backing myself. Because I've seen Oklahoma State lose these games in last-second fashion to Oklahoma.
I got a play for us. I do have a play for us.
What do you got?
I did the last five games in Stillwater. They've totaled 74.4 points per game.
Okay.
This total 61.5. Let's go under.
Stillwater. Okay, you want to go under, huh?
Yep, because I think both offenses are going to look to run the football.
All right. I mean, as much as I said at the front, I like the over. In realistically, I'm just going after Oklahoma State. I'm not going to play both side and total. So, Oklahoma State.
I'm going to play them separately. I'm playing Oklahoma State, and then I'm playing separately the total. And I'm putting the total into some parlays. Under 61.5.
Under. Okay, I'm not in on the
point
under.
Discount.
But we're gonna go with.
Oak State.
Oklahoma State, of course. All right, we'll come back, Joe. We'll do the picks and we'll get into some other games as well. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. All right, it is time for the Week 10. We have hit double digits. Week 10. Carver and Lisi, college football picks. Joe, 3-4 last week. 30-37. Seven games under as we hit week number 10. I was 5-2 last week. And I have inched a little closer to 500. I'm 32-35. So at least I'm only three games under here as we head into the double-digit week now. All right, Joe, this is a very big week. There's a lot of big games on the card. Lead us off.
Well, let me just say I had too many picks because that's how much I love the card this week. Too many. So let's jump into the early slate, Carver. You ready? A&M on the road against Ole Miss. You know Ole Miss is my team. Jimbo's on the ropes. A lot of pressure on, but they have a defense. Defense holding opposing offenses to 98 rushing yards per game, 28% third down conversions. And Ole Miss does have Georgia on deck. Is there a potential look ahead with the Rebels in terms of this ball game? Max Johnson hasn't looked that great, but he's a veteran. On the road, I tell you what, I'm calling for the upset. A&M outright over Ole Miss.
Outright. What are they getting, Joe? Three? Is three the number? All right.
Yep.
So for the picks, Joe's got Texas A&M plus the three for pick number one, although he's calling for the outright here. All right. So I'll go a little outright potentially in the early noon East window as well. And I will start in Austin. Kansas State comes in to take on Texas. Texas, of course, no Ewers. They're going to have Malik Murphy in there again. Well, he looked all right last week. Looked pretty good. Put some points on the board. It is what it is. But this is a different story this week. Because Kansas State, they do this the last couple years. And last year, it won them a Big 12 title. They get better as you get deeper into the season. And I think you're starting to see that from the Wildcats. And they have a type of game that travels, especially on the road. I know Texas, historically, they always beat their ass. I don't care. I'm going to take the 3.5 with Kansas State in Austin. And I think they can win the game outright. But +3.5, Kansas State for me, Joe. Pick number one.
Should I go against you? Because I like the other side. Nah, I'll go against you in some other games. Got a lot of dogs, all right? So I gave you A&M. There's one dog. Let's keep it in the dog family. This is a dog that I think is going to be barking. How about Vartech playing Louisville? I like the way Vartech is playing, putting together a little consistency. Drone starting to show that he could be the starting quarterback of this team. I'm not sold on Jeff Prom. I'm not sold on Louisville. They were banged up last week. I know they got it done against Duke, but I think Vartech travels well. They can run the football a little bit more consistently than Duke could last week. Brent Pry catching 9.5. Go Hokies. I'm going to call them outright over Vartech, over Louisville.
Outright. Outright for Vartech over Louisville. Look at Joe. Going to have himself a big money line dog parlay here. So officially, Joe gets +9.5 for Virginia Tech on the road in Louisville. 3:30 East kickoff. All right, next for me. I'll go with a total here before we build up to the bigger games where we're going to be head-to-head. I did this last week, Joe. I went after the under in the Colorado game because I thought that they were just playing a much better defensive team than they had seen all year, and sure enough, UCLA shut them down, and they weren't able to do anything. Well, here we go again. The difference is they're at home this week. I get it. But Oregon State comes in off of a bad loss against Arizona. I just think that their defense is going to shut Colorado down. They're going to run the football. You know what Dave Smith wants. He wants to run it. 60.5 is a heavy number because Colorado's involved. We're going to go under 60.5, Oregon State, Colorado, the late night game, Joe.
All right, Carver. I'm going to continue with the dog fest. And I, you know what? It wouldn't bother me under in terms of Colorado. I lean to Colorado with the points. DJU on the road is suspect. So let's get the under for you, and maybe I'll jump on the Buffaloes in-game or take them, depending upon how this slate goes for me. I'm going to go to Stark Vegas. I know Michael Wright and Mississippi State have looked gutless, and Kentucky called out Tennessee, and they got hit with a 2x4 across the face because Tennessee rushed for 251 yards on that front seven, and that is still, believe it or not, the strength of Miss State averaging .156 on the ground. Michael Wright, a little inconsistent, but he's mobile. I don't trust Devin Leary. He threw for 270 last week, going with the cow bounce. Bing, 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 bing. Zach Arnett. Bulldogs are going to be barking. Rah, rah. Outright over Kentucky. I'm not sold on this Kentucky team. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors. Devin Leary sucks. Miss State outright.
All right. It's 3 in a row, Joe. So Mississippi State +4.5 in terms of the picks. You want me to give you just the outright? I'll grade him as just outrights. You want
no,
me to grade
no,
him as just outrights?
So you want the points.
All right. All right. Well, then give me the points, Joe. Don't make me look for it. +4.5 for Mississippi State. Pick number 3 for Joe. You know what I'm going to do here. System play, Joe. System play. Ranked team. Ranked team catching points at an unranked team. We haven't had a lot of these this year, but when they've come across, they have been profitable. Years past, they've been profitable. Ranked number 22 Kansas visits Iowa State on Saturday night. Iowa State -2.5. Always, Joe, bet the unranked team favored over a ranked team. -2.5, Iowa State for me. Rocco Becton, the Cyclones, Joe. Let's go.
All right, this is where the slipper falls off, Carver. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm a buyer of Devin Neal. I'm a buyer of Jason Bean. And I'm a buyer of Lance Leipold. And I love you. You know I do. But the way they ran the football last week against Oklahoma, I'm a believer. That travels well on the road. And Iowa State struggled a little bit with Baylor. Baylor's gutless. Gutless. Blake Shapen, gutless. Dave Aranda coaching that team down like a dart, right into the dirt. I like Lance Leipold. I like Kansas, and guess what? You know what this is? Forget the system play. This is Mush Central. Mush Central play. A lot of people, a lot of people that I consider mushes, like Iowa State. Not you, but people. Kansas, plus the three. All right, innings.
Well, whenever you see 60% of the bets on one team and 60% of the money on the other team, follow the money, Joe. That's what we're going to do here with the system play with Iowa State. Next, Joe, for me. What do we want to do here? I'll give you the other total since it's a lower game on the board. UTSA in North Texas. I told you the other night I kind of like this game a lot. 71.5 I'm going to it, man.
North Texas.
I'm going to it, baby. I'm going to it. I just think this game's got 57-50 potentially written all over it. They played in the conference championship game last year, and they cruised through this number, albeit inside on the turf in San Antonio. But, Joe, I ain't scared whatsoever. It's like we were saying with USC and Washington. I see totals over 70. These games are going over. Over 71.5 UTSA in North Texas. Let's go.
All right. Here comes a couple of things. You ready? I'm going to go to the Palouse. And I know Cam Ward in Wash State has not looked good. And I know Stanford's been covering numbers. They got the outright win against Colorado. And they covered last week against Michael Penix. But this is a tough spot. To go to the Palouse, they're giving up 322 in terms of the secondary passing defense. 54% of third down conversions. This is an opportunity for Washington State to get right, get healthy. They've lost four straight. Guess what? I think Wash State pace Stanford. They're laying 13.5. They win this ball game by 28 plus. Wash State minus the 13 and a hook.
Wow, laying it with Wazoo. Look at you, Joe. I like it. Next for me, not the sexiest game on the board either, but at Wrigley Field on Saturday, the winds will be turning.
Oh, no, this kid and we, is going there.
We have got ourselves what could close as the lowest total ever. In a college game. I mean, it's at 30.5 right now. It could get to 29. Who knows? Iowa and Northwestern at Wrigley Field. Now, I got to tell you, Joe, the job that this guy, Braun, has done for Northwestern this year, getting him to 4-4. Everybody thought they'd be 0-12. They're catching 5.5 points. Iowa, since the water boy took over at quarterback, I mean, 15 points against Wisconsin, 10 points against Minnesota, 20 against Purdue. Not scoring a lot of points, Joe, with this kid playing quarterback. They might win this game, but it's going to be some ugly 12-9-9-6 type of game. I'm taking the 5.5 with Braun and Northwestern at Wrigley on the Ivy and the Brick, Joe. Let's go.
Unbelievable. All right, I'm going to keep it in the state of Seattle. Look. Penix, Washington, they're undefeated. Penix fighting for a Heisman. I know that Washington's going to give it their all. If they fall behind, they're not going to fold, right? That's the way you want to lay three on the road, that's fine. I don't know what you're going to get out of USC. We think we should have. Caleb is the only player that potentially wants to go toe-to-toe with Penix. The rest of the team, gutless. I'm laying the three with Washington.
Wow, laying the three with Washington. All right, let me quickly do this one. I'm surprised you're not picking it, but I know me and you have got to go heads up on that game we yelled about earlier. I'm taking Oklahoma State as one of my picks. I know you like them as well. I think that the Cowboys can win outright. For the sake of our picks, we broke this game down already. I'm taking Oklahoma State, Joe, plus the 5.5.
And I'm taking LSU, baby. That's a best bet crypto. It's a crypto. LSU, go Tigers. Double time in crypto in Tuscaloosa. We slay the old man. We put him out to pasture.
I've learned a lot of lessons in my life betting on college football, and one of them that I've learned very recently in the last 5 years is I'm tired of getting myself beat up by Nick Saban. I'm backing him this time. I'm going with him. Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. The defense stands the day and holds Jalen Daniels to under 30 points. That will be enough for Alabama to win this football game. -3.5 for Alabama. The Carver and Lacey Week 10 college football picks. We will come back, and I will give you the quick recap, Joe, for what we have. I might have time right now. I don't know. I haven't heard the news. Nope, I don't have time right now. I'll come back, Joe, and I'll give you the recap for our Week 10 picks. We've got NFL coming up next hour. Carver and Lacey on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! All right, we're back. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. Quickly, Joe, I got Kansas State +3.5, Iowa State -2.5, Oak State +5.5, the under 60.5 in Oregon State and Colorado, Northwestern +5.5, over 71.5 in UTSA, North Texas, and Alabama -3.5.
All right, I'll go Washington -3. LSU +3.5, Kansas +2.5, A&M +3, Miss State +4.5, Wash State -13.5, and Vatech, I believe, +9.5.
That's correct. And Washington, technically, at this second, Joe, is -2.5. So
even better. That's even better.
Give you a half there.
So
I don't want to cheat you out of a half. So you get
don't
that.
Cheat me.
Quickly,
don't cheat
Joe, me. A couple other games that we did not mention
yeah.
at all.
Notre Dame?
Notre Dame is now 3.5.
Yeah. That
I don't know,
me.
Joe. That's very scary.
55-3 straight up at home since 2015.
Yeah,
here's what I like.
Team sucks.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Forget the side. Over the 44.5. I think a Hartman could put up some points.
I could see that as well. Michigan's laying 32.5 to Purdue. I'm going to say
I'm
this,
not
Joe. I'm
going to
tell you right now.
Game.
I think that Jim's going to do here what he did with Michigan State. This Purdue coach, what's this guy's name? This guy that took
Walters,
over this year? He probably, being his first year, I would have laid low a little bit this week. I know all these coaches are pissed off about what happened here with the sign stealing. He's not. He doesn't have enough tenure in the Big Ten to sit around and start bashing people on his radio show. I think Jim's going to whack them like he did with Michigan State. That's got 45-0 written all over it. I'm going to lay the 32.5 with Michigan in that game. And Joe, we really didn't. We did a lot of Georgia, Missouri last night on the show. But you think Missouri's going to cover the 15.5?
I do. I think Georgia wins easy. You know.
There you go.
It's
all right. Maybe a little backdoor situation. All right, Carver and Lacey, we got another hour to go. NFL picks next.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.